Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. The toll-free number for you to take control of the airwaves is 855-450-FREE, and that is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Nemi,
and Mark.
We're going to go with a special guest here, though, to start the show out tonight. So if you wanted to get on about anything, please hold your thoughts. We will get to you. But I wanted to get the Weed Man on the line with us. We talked about his story last night and have kind of covered him off and on throughout the years because he has been in a fairly lengthy odyssey with the various different governmental enforcement agencies and courts and such over a decade, I think, now at this point that I've certainly heard the name Weed Man. His real name is Ed Fortune, and I hopefully I pronounced that correct. Ed, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Yes, it's close enough. Fortune.
Now, I was just asking you right before we went on the air, you know, if you remembered being on this show. I don't know. I mean, we've been doing this show for a decade. I know I've been hearing about you for a decade. Maybe I just fantasized that I've had you on the show before. I don't even.
No, I actually think it's very possible. Maybe 10 years ago or so, because I have done a lot of interviews, so I just. Perfectly possible.
As it should be, because you've done a lot of activism as well, and so it's good that you get press attention for all the activism you do. I mean, not only are you known for being the NJ Weed Man, as in New Jersey Weed Man, but you ran for political office at least one point, maybe more than once.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I run for office just about every year. I made a vow years ago to put legalized marijuana party on New Jersey's ballot every year. People who want to vote for legalized marijuana always can vote for me, at least. So every year I get on the ballot. I've run for everything from county freeholder to governor.
What's the best turn? What's the best, I guess, vote percentage you've gotten in what race?
Well, I ran for governor. No, Senate, I think. It was Senate in 2006. I think I came in fourth, and I got like 14,000 votes.
Nice. Not too shabby.
I ended up on CNN for that. I mean, it was actually pretty interesting. You know, and the fact of the matter is, I'm not that high where I think I'm going to win.
Right.
My goal all the time was to create awareness or an issue, which was, legalizing marijuana. So every time I ran for office, I would have a lot of press coverage, and people would go to my website. They would hear what I had to say, a whole lot more than I could ever pay for. You know, if I just wanted to talk about legalizing marijuana and promote it, I couldn't pay for it. But a couple of news stories here, an Associated Press story here, an appearance on CNN. I remember one time I went on CNN, I got like 140,000 hits to my website that night.
Not too shabby.
You
have, you're one of a select group of liberty, or I guess, decriminalization activists out there that has really kind of made a good splash in the media and brought a lot of attention to the issue. I would rank you up there with Mark Emery as well, who I'm sure, as you know, is serving a 5-year prison sentence for selling seeds while up in Canada. So I think that, you're definitely up there with him as far as doing a lot, putting your own personal freedom on the line. Because whenever you become an activist, and we've talked about this on Free Talk Live a number of times, you stick your head up above the waves, there's a good chance that they're going to target you. And that's what they're doing right now.
Well, I definitely have been targeted a few times. I've been on the offense a few times, too. I've done things on purpose, specifically trying to generate certain legal challenges or put certain legal challenges through the appellate court system.
Give me an example of one of the things you've done on purpose. What's like civil disobedience?
Oh, yeah. I'm a big civil disobedience guy. I think the most famous one probably is I used to hold these once-a-month protests at the Liberty Bell in Philadelphia, where I would go and I would give some type of speech or prayer or whatever I would do at 4 o'clock, and at 4:20, I basically would say a prayer and would smoke marijuana. And
awesome.
And at the time, I wanted to be arrested because I wanted to advance certain constitutional arguments to the federal court system.
Did they arrest you?
Eventually they did. Because the U.S. Prosecutor's Office knew what I was doing, the first few times, even though the police on the street, the Federal Park Police, they would arrest me, but they wouldn't. It wouldn't be prosecuted, you know. They would definitely put handcuffs on me and give me a ticket, but it wouldn't be prosecuted.
So they would eventually drop the charge just to get you kind of out of the public view?
Right. And then what happened was, you know, I started getting some press attention because I was doing it every month. You know, it took 8 months to finally they decided to go ahead and prosecute me. And when they did, I actually won the case.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
really?
And this video on CNN covered it. Everything. Where I actually smoked a joint every third Saturday of the month. This was through I think it was 2002.
And what was the charge that they hit you with?
What did you win?
You ended up beating.
I got charged with here's what happened. I got charged with one, disorderly person, two, possession of marijuana, and three, destruction of evidence because I ate the joint. now what happened was, okay, we finally get to trial, and, you know, that's the whole argument there, too, all the legal arguments. But anyway, I'm going to skip all that. We'll get to the trial. So we get to the trial before Judge Rappaport, and I told the judge that I would like to, you know, plead not guilty to these charges, but the one thing I wanted to argue about is I wanted to argue about the destruction of evidence first. You know, so the judge allowed me to argue about the destruction of evidence charge first. So here's how I explained it. I explained that I made an announcement that I was going to come to the park and I was going to, at 4:20, enter into a Rastafarian prayer ceremony where I will consume marijuana. So, and I showed him the flyer. It's the word consume is what I used. So I said, at 4:20, when I put this fire to this joint, my method of consumption was through smoking. But when the Federal Park Police were so rudely trying to take it from me, I changed my form of consumption to eating, to edible. So I put the fire out and ate it. But in no way did I consume it. Matter of fact, I felt the effects of it just like I planned, like 20 minutes later.
Mm-hmm.
So the judge had to find me not guilty of destruction of evidence because I said I didn't destroy anything. I said, if that's the case, every time you light a joint, you can say you're destroying it. I wasn't destroying it. That was the method of ingestion.
So what about the other two charges? Were those then dropped?
Disorderly person, the judge watched the video. You can watch the video, too.
Okay.
But the judge watched the video, and he said, hey, the guy looks pretty orderly to me. He doesn't throw any punches. He doesn't yell. He doesn't scream. He just simply smokes this joint, and when you guys approach him, he eats it.
Wow. So you won a bench trial.
So he threw that out, and then they couldn't prove that the substance that I was consuming was marijuana.
Right. They didn't have any evidence.
I actually won the case, and it was funny because all the local press, you know, they ran with the story, you know, like local activists arrested at a Liberty Bell for smoking marijuana.
That's huge. I have to say, Ed, that's a great story. Because,
it is a great story.
I mean, I've been to bench trials so many times, myself and other activists. I'm a Free State Project participant, so me and a bunch of other people have moved up to New Hampshire to get active. And, of course, cannabis is
definitely... Well aware.
Cannabis is one of my issues, too. So you may have heard of some of the 420 celebrations.
It's more than an issue for you.
That we had here in Keene, New Hampshire. And, I mean, I've just seen bench trial after bench trial where activists were found guilty. So congratulations on actually winning a trial in front of a judge. Normally, that's a pretty tough road to hoe. Now, you're actually you're in the middle of a trial right now, and this is a jury trial, and I definitely want to get into some detail on that. So you said you can stick with us for a little bit, right?
Yes.
All right, hang on. We're here with Ed Fortune. He is the NJ Weed Man, and we're telling his story. He's in the middle of a trial as we speak. It's going to deliberations right now, so we'll find out what that's all about. 855-453, and he's coming at it from a jury nullification perspective, which, if what happened up here in New Hampshire a few weeks ago is any indication, it's certainly a possibility. Yeah. We may be able to have another jury nullification on the cannabis issue, and the last guy was Rastafarian as well. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Is it just me, or do you agree? It seems like everyone is suffering financially. Even the United States is having problems with its credit. It's just a mess out here, and we could all use all the help we can get. How about you? Are you having trouble financially like millions of others in this country? Having bad credit can affect you in so many ways, from employment opportunities to purchasing or refinancing a home. If you're thinking about restoring your credit, that's a good thing to do. If so, be careful out there. Before you do anything, you should call the Center for Sound Consumer Advice Incorporated, 1-800-593-6408, and get your free guide to credit restoration. And then after reading it, if you would like to arrange a free credit consultation with our approved credit restoration company, just call us back and we'll be glad to arrange that for you. Call today, 1-800-593-6408, for your free guide to credit restoration. Gain knowledge, become aware, and help yourself and your family recover financially. Just call 1-800-593-6408. There's no catch. Since 2004, free to anyone that asks, for as long as they ask. 1-800-593-6408.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, October 17th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $17.51.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $17.94.69, $8.97.35 for a half ounce, or $4.48.67 for a quarter ounce. That's $17.94.69, $8.97.35, and $4.48.67.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Though, if you have a question for NJ Weedman, he is with us on the line. We're telling his, lengthy and detailed story. We certainly don't have time to tell it all because there's a lot that he's done. He's a big-time activist who is not afraid to put his own personal freedom on the line to advance causes in which he believes, like marijuana decriminalization. And NJ Weedman, thanks for sticking with us here because obviously you've got a detailed story and it's all very interesting. I appreciate your time tonight.
Yeah, no problem. Well, yeah, I actually have a long story, multiple stories.
We're focusing on the part that is happening currently to you, though, and that is the second trial that you're having. It is another trial. You actually hung a jury last time, and the state of New Jersey, I believe, is bringing charges back around against you. What are the charges this time? You're in the middle of the trial. Kind of bring our listeners up to speed.
Yeah, well, on April 1st, April Fool's Day, 2010, I got pulled over by a New Jersey state trooper. A few hours after I arrived in New Jersey on a visit from California, like 5 years ago, I moved to California, actually.
Right.
But I still travel back and forth to New Jersey all the time. And when I came to New Jersey on April Fool's Day, 2000, I got pulled over by a New Jersey state trooper who, after a search of my car, discovered my medicine, my marijuana, and my luggage. You know, I have a doctor's note from California. New Jersey had just passed its medical marijuana law. I felt that, I had some legal argument if I was caught. But either way, I wasn't trying to get caught. But either way, I got pulled over and stopped. And in charge of possession with intent to distribute. That's basically because of policy in New Jersey. Anything over 50 grams, you'll be charged with possession with intent to distribute. And they didn't factor in certain things about me, which, I'm sure they regret now, but, the fact of the matter is I'm a cancer patient. I've been a bone cancer patient for years. I got diagnosed with bone cancer in 2000. It's always been a part of what fueled my advocation for the legalization of marijuana.
Got it. So they went after you initially. You actually hung a jury, and that's because you – did you bring up jury nullification during the first trial?
Yes. I've been admonished. I've been ramming – I got to use the right words here. But I've been ramming the issue of jury nullification up the kazoo of the state of New Jersey.
Good.
In New Jersey, I have to tell you what they couldn't stop me today from just reading the New Jersey Constitution. New Jersey Constitution at Article 1, Paragraph 6 says this, exactly this. In all prosecutions or indictments, the truth may be given as evidence to the jury, and the jury has the right to determine the law as well as the facts.
Yes, nice.
So my argument to the jury is the law is wrong, not I. I have, I don't know what's wrong with the law, or you tell me, but I didn't do anything wrong. The law is wrong. That's my plea. I didn't do anything.
Man, good for you for doing that.
Yeah. And then I'm like, and you know what? You have the right, as the power of the juror, to judge the law.
Yep.
And even though I've been told several times and numerous times, the rulings have told me I cannot say that to a jury today, what I said, or yesterday, actually, when I said it to a jury in my opening statement.
Excellent.
Very good.
The judge, no one stopped me. I had my a billboard, which is, I got a coup on this. I made a little exhibit, which is basically a poster board with the New Jersey Constitution Article 1, Paragraph 6, just spelled out. That was all it is, so they can read it. And when I left, I left it sitting right in front of the jury box, and I walked over and took my seat. It stayed there all day yesterday. At the end of the day, I didn't take it. I figured, hey, it's a great spot.
Right.
Today, when I came in, it was still sitting there. So the jury is sitting there with this in front of them. That's what they're seeing all day long.
Well, plus, when we were talking about your story yesterday, Jim Babb from the Philly area, I guess, came down and hit the parking lot hit up the jurors, potential jurors, as they were going into the trial, too. So you got them on the inside and the outside of the courtroom.
That's great.
It's important when the message comes from multiple locations. If it's not just coming from you on the stand, and it's also coming from somebody else that's in the parking lot, people hear that coming from different sources, then that it makes it more legitimate, and I think that's great news. And, of course, they're in deliberations right now, then, you're saying?
No, what it is we're having our closing arguments first thing in the morning.
Okay.
But both the prosecution and I both rested our cases.
How's the turnout, by the way? Supporters packing the courtroom? What's that look like?
There was like about 8 or 9 today. The numbers are... real light. I'm kind of disappointed, but I'm not gonna.
We got to get you up here to New Hampshire. You need to turn into the NH weed man.
Well, yeah, I do. Well, I tell you what though, The issue of jury nullification is definitely getting out. And I have to tell you what, now in this day and age, the 21st century, you know, every juror has access to the internet. So my website, njweedman.com, if you went to it and looked at it, it's totally set up for the juries. It even says that the very first button you see is my all jurors click here. go look. Now you know I've been getting, you know, some people have said it in a negative way, called me a media whore or whatever. But you know what it is I have a lot of followers in the media world. Who,
yeah, that's a terrible thing. Way to say it. They should just call you media promiscuous.
Yeah, there you go.
Well,
chastity belt on my senses.
NJ Weedman, I know you said you've got a group of supporters there with you. I know that you probably would like to get back to them, but I would love to keep in touch, have you update us, you know, further after whatever the jury verdict, you know, presuming they don't lock you right in a cage, and you actually hopefully will win.
Let me explain. I totally don't think I'm going to jail. First of all, I did hang the jury 7-5 back in May. This is the retrial. I think I put on a stronger case this time.
Excellent.
I'm pretty sure the jurors in this case have read, you know, in this area of New Jersey. I mean, I've been in New Jersey reading that for like the last 15 years.
Right.
They've been reading about me. They see me. I was a local boy who made it good when I went to California. I'm the favorite criminal around here.
I love it. All right, well, keep us in the
loop. I'm the Superman to the positives here. I don't think I'm going to get convicted. I'd bet my last joint right now that I get at least 7 on my jury for a hung jury again.
NJ Weedman, will you keep us in the loop? Would love to continue hearing from you about this.
Sure, no problem.
All right,
give me a call tomorrow night.
I appreciate.
If I'm free, I'll answer the phone.
Well, I appreciate, hopefully it'll take them, you know, hopefully if they come back with a verdict quickly, it will be a good verdict, because a lot of times when a jury comes back quickly, it's not a good thing in my experience. But also, hope to get you maybe up here sometime this, in 2013, we've got the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which I think you would really enjoy.
And I think you'd probably enjoy some of the activities there.
Yep, and I know that the Weta Claus, who is kind of our version of you.
I know him too. Just give me an invite.
Yeah, we'll certainly do that, man. I'll see you on Facebook. I appreciate your time tonight, and enjoy the evening with your supporters.
Sorry, thank you.
That's njweedman.com. Thanks for your call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So are we coming up on another marijuana win in court, another jury nullification? This could be another historic victory.
I just love to see somebody who stands for something. And that guy stands for something.
He sure as hell does. 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Of course, he'd probably have 40 or 50 supporters in court if he were up here in New Hampshire. It's Free Talk Live.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The health-restoring product you're about to hear about is not sold in retail stores, so get ready to write down a website. RNA Drops is an amazing, revolutionary product that is bringing thousands relief from stress, anxiety, depression, COPD, arthritis, high blood sugar, cysts, hair loss in men and women, joint and back pain, heart function, blood pressure, digestive conditions, headaches, and much more. Ready for the website? Remember, RNA Drops is not sold locally, and for a very limited time, you can get a free sample through this website, rnafreesample.com. Pay only shipping and handling for a 30-day supply. I'll repeat that. It's rnafreesample.com or text RNA to 67076. RNA Drops are 100% natural, 100% vegan, safe at every level with no known side effects. So go to rnafreesample.com or text RNA to 67076. Restore your equilibrium and experience stress-relieving power with RNA Drops, the chemical-free superfood.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Toll-free, bring up what you want, 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We had a request come in about differentiating between decriminalization and legalization. We can do that here in a moment. But first, SACL CAI brings you the phone lines here.
That's right. SACL CAI, the guys that run that place over there, Mike and Jason Osborne, they're big supporters of Liberty and big supporters of Free Talk Live. Actually just called to check in with them. Jason was having some health issues, but he's up and back in action. So go support SACL CAI because they support Free Talk Live. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's top on the right-hand side of the page. They do accounts receivable. If you've got a business, you don't want to do accounts receivable, they can do it for you. SACL CAI.
Coming up, The Onion focuses on the debate last night, but first we go to you and your thoughts here. Oh, and somebody called in to request that we mention the difference between decriminalization and legalization. So quickly, decriminalization is where the government just kind of steps away from the prohibition thing.
Right.
End prohibition, and that is decriminalization.
Well, decriminalization can also be just the reducing of criminal charges.
That's true.
Think of it this way. Alcohol has been legalized from prohibition. Mm-hmm. Whereas tomato plants are decriminalized because there's nothing criminal about them.
Well, to say they are decriminalized would suggest that at one point they've been criminalized.
They are not criminalized.
So to decriminalize, as you suggested, is to lessen penalties or remove penalties. How about that? From the possession of or the manufacture of or the distribution of a product. Legalization connotates creating a regulatory structure surrounding said product, and so legalization simply results in a shifting of government bureaucracy, whereas decriminalization would, in theory, reduce the government bureaucracy surrounding whatever given product we're talking about. So under legalization, the government bureaucrats handling marijuana would go from being the police and the enforcers to some sort of a regulatory agency that would then be the arbiter arbiter of all decisions
like
regarding
the ATF.
Or the whatever Bureau of Alcohol is in your state, you know, Alcohol Beverage Commission, for instance. So I hope that clears that up. Let's go to the phones and talk to Ty in Tennessee on the amp lines. Hey, Ty.
Hey, good evening, guys. Hey, I got a curious question, matter of curiosity. You know, unfortunately, there's like this thing they call the presidential race going on, and it's all over Facebook. And so you got both sides playing off of each other, you know, both statist arguments going on. But I ran across one today that one meme on Facebook that has me curious about where the idea even came from. And that's the idea that one of the jobs of the government is to create jobs and to grow the economy.
Mm.
Where did that idea come from in modern America?
Well,
there's nothing about that in any of the sacred founding documents. So where did that come from?
So I would say, I'm just guessing here, like anybody else would, is that you know, the government and the president specifically, less so, but specifically, because essentially the president gets the blame or the credit for everything that goes on in their four-year term. So during the last 4 years of Clinton, you had the contract with America going on. It was a very prosperous time. Maybe that had to do with the Republicans in the House acting all libertarian-ish, you know, because they wanted to get somebody, a Republican in the White House, and maybe it didn't. Maybe it was a washover from some previous time. But, the president gets the credit for or the blame for whatever's going on in their time period. And it's erroneous, but that's the case. And also, the government can certainly step in the way whenever, the government can make it harder to do business, and they can make it harder to hire employees, and they can make it harder to do all kinds of things. And most of them, they're interested in is when you're passing money around. They don't really care too much about the other stuff, but, you know, that's their thing. So the government, if it gets out of the way, can help the economy. It can create jobs. If by create you mean stifle the creation, stifle less the creation of jobs.
Right. So that's not really creating jobs. That's simply allowing the market to create whatever jobs would normally create. I think that it probably, in my opinion, Ty, just came from people believing politicians when they make promises. I mean, every time, every presidential race I can recall, you know, paying attention to as an adult or younger, I've heard promises about creating jobs from those people. And, you know, obviously they can't ever fulfill their promises because there's no way for them to know, what their actions will do and how many, jobs they will affect. But they make promises, and people tend to believe these politicians for some reason.
Sure.
Go ahead. I was just wondering if maybe this could be traced back to, like, the progressive movement when it first started around the turn of the 20th century, when, that I think is when the big government boom really started happening, right around the time of 1913 when the Federal Reserve was created and the income tax was created and, everything just really exploded as far as what the government was doing. I'm wondering if it could be traced back to that.
I think you can trace a lot back to, Wilson's presidency and a lot of the progressive movement at that time, the zeitgeist around the world. You'd seen the writing of the Communist Manifesto, Karl Marx and Engels going and doing their tours, talking about these things. The coffee shops of Europe are full of, bearded intellectuals sipping strong coffee and talking about how the world's going to be a better place when whatever the communist revolution takes over, that kind of thing, and that infected a lot of the young people. I mean, when you can see how things went in World War One, and essentially we had a fascist nation. If by a fascist nation what you mean is that people were putting aside themselves and putting forward the nation, that was the whole the talk, the narrative that was going on at that time.
Well, Nemi, what were you
going to
say?
I was pretty much going where Mark was. We really kind of shifted to a government is the answer, kind of, and I would put it more around the Hoover era myself a little later, pre-Depression. But I don't claim to be right either.
FDR was in the Wilson administration. He was working, I guess, Department of Navy at the time.
You know, and I just think that over the last 100 years, you've really started moving toward a government is the answer and government is the provider.
Daddy.
Yeah, absolutely, and more of an entitlement Go ahead.
I'm sorry. It was interesting. I was just looking at some etymology. A listener sent it in, and, it's kind of interesting. The word authority comes from the French word for dad.
Oh.
Hey, guess what? That was me.
Hey, small world. Ty, what else did you want to say?
I just want to say next year, 2013, is 100 years of the Federal Reserve.
Ooh.
The Federal Reserve note compared to gold right now, let me see, what is gold went for something like $1,740 today, something like that, somewhere around there. It's getting real close to 2,000. When it reaches 2,000, then the currency, the dollar, has lost 99% of its value. It's worth one penny of a 1913 dollar, using gold as a standard.
It may just reach that in 2013.
It just boggles my mind. Yeah. And how can anybody justify that institution? That really boggles my mind.
Ty, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate your thoughts. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Steven is in Seattle. You're on Free Talk Live, listening on your Android. Hey, Steven.
Hey there. I thought I'd call because I don't have a radio show, but I often do get into debates online with basically what I call state worshipers, authoritarian types. And even though I do this often, and even you guys, and even guys like Gardner Goldsmith, lose sight, and it's easy to do, lose sight of the big picture. And the big picture, when talking about all this government stuff, is that the current national debt, when you include unfunded liabilities of the United States government, is somewhere between 1 and 6 times the GDP of the entire planet, depending on whose numbers you're looking at. It's a debt that literally cannot be paid. So it really doesn't matter, I guess. In a way, what I want to say is...
Hold that thought. We'll come back and bring you back here in a moment. You can clear that up in a moment. 855-450-FREE. More with Stephen. Your calls as well are welcome about what you want. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Live. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. With brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system. On a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. Quantum Live. There's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered features. And cornbread villains, crazy opportunity to steal a profit from mother's ingenuity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system. On a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent. And sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
This is your call to action. Will you survive?
Learn how to survive at the biggest preparedness expo in the USA.
The Get Prepared Expo.
Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Survival medicine, survival gardening, growing heirloom seeds,
negotiating for your life,
surviving violent climate change,
radiation survival,
economic collapse,
disease prevention,
raising bees, rabbits, and chickens for food,
defending your home and family,
surviving tornadoes,
water filtration and purification,
build buckets of storable food.
Ask yourself,
are you prepared for solar storms, nuclear meltdown, dollar collapse, skyrocketing food and and fuel prices, earthquakes, tornadoes.
Where is your plan?
Get Prepared Expo, Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th, Ozark Empire Fairgrounds,
Springfield, Missouri.
Meet USA Prepares Vincent Finelli, Dr. Norman Sheely, Dr. Joel Wallach, Matt Stein, The Freeze Dry Guy, Missouri Storm Shelters, Jeff and Karen Olson,
and over 50 more instructors.
$8 one day and $15 weekend passes available online now. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Will you survive?
GetPreparedExpo.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number for you to bring up what you want. 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Coming up, The Onion on last night's debate. 1-855-450-FREE with you tonight. It's Ian,
Nemi,
and Mark.
And we invite you over to our website. You can head over to freetalklive.com. Listening options are available. We have live streams, broadband, narrowband, and midband versions of the show, so different size bit rates for different internet connection speeds. You'll find one that works for you, and it's all free over at listen.freetalklive.com. Also, you can tune in on over 110 great radio stations across the country. We'll be announcing a couple new ones here a little bit later on in the show tonight, and so that you can get a list of our stations over at listen.freetalklive.com. In addition to that, you can find us on XM Satellite Radio, where we're heard all 7 nights per week, and we've got our KU Band free-to-air channel as well, plus the listen lines that allow you to listen via any phone that can dial long distance. Get all the details and get tuned in at listen.freetalklive.com. Now, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. I touched on it briefly a moment ago when we were talking with NJ Weedman about how it'd be great if he were NH Weedman, because I feel like he'd get more support up here. And it's, you know, at least 9 people went out to his trial today to support him. That's better than, you know, the average trial where hardly anyone will come. But up here in New Hampshire, if you are an activist and you're in trouble, I think you can count on, especially if it's a big issue like this one, you can count on more than 9 people showing up. For instance, Weeda Claus had probably about 40 people at his trial.
And there was one activist that was doing jury outreach at his trial. And
that one activist, by the way, who was doing that jury outreach is a Free State Project participant,
right,
by the way. And he lives in Philly at this time, so he has not yet made the move to New Hampshire. And that's just what's going to happen. Look, I'm sorry to everybody out there that is of the mindset of, oh, we can just free our state. Well, the bad news for you is that your area is going to probably lose activists to New Hampshire. Because as things keep getting better in New Hampshire, as more activism continues to happen here, the best activists are going to naturally want to be around other activists. And so we're going to attract some of the cream of the crop up here, and already have done so, with nearly 1,100 people in state as part of the Free State Project, over 13,000 signed members now. Just crossed that mark last night. And so we want to get to 20,000 signed members. You can go to freestateproject.org, get signed up there, and join the fun. There's a lot to do, whether it's doing civil disobedience, like has been done a number of times up here, or doing politics, for instance. We just had a candidates forum that happened yesterday here in Keene that was actually put together by Free State Project participants. So had that not happened, there would not have been a general candidates forum even happening in this area. So there's, you know, everything from politics to civil disobedience to outreach to media. Go to freestateproject.org. Get the 101 reasons to move to New Hampshire. If you love liberty, that is. If you enjoy the state and like the idea of controlling other people, you're not going to enjoy your time in New Hampshire, so please don't come here. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We go back to Stephen listening in Seattle. And Stephen, you were trying to get to something, but we had to break for the spot.
I can recap as briefly as possible. Basically, what it is that guys like us that tend to sort of get lost in the ancillary debates, which are important. It's not that they're not, you know, school and the drug war and overseas wars and things like that. But the big picture that we should probably be pointing out as often as possible, especially when we are accused of not seeing the big picture, which happens to me pretty much daily, is that the national debt, when you include the unfunded liabilities of the U.S. government, are anywhere between about one and six times the GDP, depending on the numbers that you're looking at. There's one Harvard economist who's actually a Democrat, and he says the national debt plus unfunded liabilities, or when you include unfunded liabilities, I should say, and that is Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, is about $220 trillion, which is literally a debt that cannot be paid. It literally, Jesus Christ himself could not come down and pay this debt. And that's the big picture. So pretty soon, everybody.
I've heard it as low as like 50 to 75 trillion, but either way, it's a pretty tough. That's a pretty difficult task to try to pay that off, and I don't feel like I owe it.
The other thing that you need to ask yourself is the government has grown this far, this quickly, however long, whenever you think the government was the right size, is it going to stop? Are they, now that they've managed to get something that looks like socialized medicine, actually it's a mandate to buy insurance, this mandate to buy medical insurance, now that they've gotten this, are they going to stop growing the government?
No.
No, they want far more.
So they're going to pile more debt on your grandchildren. At this point, your grandchildren are deeply in debt. It's your great-grandchildren. It's progeny you will never know that they are stealing from at this point, because these people aren't voting for it. So taxation without representation is theft, right? I mean, this is what the Founding Fathers killed people with red coats over.
I don't want representation from them.
I
don't want
their taxes. I'm just using the terminology.
I don't want their debt. I don't want any of it.
I don't want any of it either. But they're robbing people that don't live.
Well, right, because people keep going along with it.
Yeah.
No, they're only getting away with it because people are letting them. I mean, really, there are way more of us than there are of them, but they keep everybody scared because they've got prison cells and tasers.
I'm not sure there are more of us than there are of them. The fact is that there are a lot of people out there that rely on Social Security and believe that that's their right. There are a lot of people that rely on Medicare and believe that's their right. There are a lot of people that rely on welfare and every other social mandate out there. These, you know, there
are military-industrial complex.
Lots of people that exist in the parasite class, whether they are the non-working type, or whether they are the type that works in government bureaucracies or for companies.
You make a good case, Mark, which is why the only solution is to get the hell out of wherever you are and come to New Hampshire so we can secede. I mean, really, you either sit back and watch all of this crumble and become, you know, and have your economy and your personal savings decimated because of that, or you can advocate for secession. And I don't care if you can't make it to New Hampshire. You should be advocating for secession right where you are. That, to me, seems like the only viable solution, because who knows how long they're going to be able to stretch out this federal government. I mean, I know we'd probably like to see it crash and burn next year, but it's probably not going to. They've got some pretty good tricks up their sleeve. These guys, you know, they know what they're doing when it comes to robbing people and printing money and creating inflation and rewarding their friends and punishing their enemies. It's a system that's worked very well for them for a long time, to the detriment of all of us. So you can either sit back and do nothing and watch it all crumble, which it will at some point, because no government lasts forever. Or you can advocate for secession. And the sooner one state secedes, the sooner a second and third will, and then things will be very interesting at that point.
Right.
Anything else you want to share tonight, Stephen?
Yeah, I just think that you guys said it all, and it's a constant battle with myself to remind myself to look at the big picture. But the undisputable fact is that sooner or later, everyone is going to realize that we, people like us, we're right all along.
Well, thank you for the call, Stephen. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-450-FREE. I don't think I'm right about everything, but I do know that I'm not interested in consenting to the federal government and what they want and what they demand of me. I don't believe in them anymore.
So I've stepped on the third rail of politics here by saying that people with Social Security want government intervention, that, you know, basically calling them socialist, which, of course, Social Security is a socialist program. And I want to make it clear that, look, I understand the government, you know, required you to pay into Social Security, and they gave your money to somebody else, and that therefore that you can decide in your mind that that means that it's okay to take my money from me in order to pay for your retirement, or for my son's, you know, money from him in order to pay for your retirement. But, you know, where does that give you the right? If somebody comes along and robs you, does that mean you can go and rob me?
No, you need to break the cycle of violence. Like, I understand why they would feel like they're owed something. They paid
in. If somebody owes you, the government owes you. Yeah. Let the government sell the lands that it has out west in Alaska or something like that.
They own a lot of that land.
Let them sell those giant aircraft carriers and all that, those assets they have, and pay you. I don't owe you.
855-450-FREE. Tom is in Hudson, New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I just can't help noticing in regards to a case of a wedding photographer out in New Mexico, that people who would go to a meeting of the hate-mongering bigots at Mothers Against Drunk Driving and underage the town hall meetings on the prevention of underage drinking to promote bigotry and state-sponsored unprovoked violence.
Weren't you on these airwaves last week promoting bigotry?
Yep, mm-hmm. It sure was. Well,
they were.
I guess it takes one to know one, huh, Tom?
They promote bigotry against people under 21, and then they howl about discrimination and hate speech against homosexuals. But, see, given this double
standard... So why are you any better? I mean, you're the reverse, right? You think that alcohol should be legal under 21, and then you hate homosexuals.
But I'm not advocating any unprovoked violence against them, hiring gun-toting goons in bulletproof vests.
Fair enough.
Them. So,
that makes you a little bit better, but you are still a bigot, right? I mean, I didn't actually hear the conversation. I haven't had a chance to listen yet, but I understand, Nemi, you were here for that.
I sure was.
But I thought about, how about this? See, if she can't stomach taking pictures of these homosexuals that are kissing, that means that she's entitled to reasonable accommodation under the Americans with Disabilities Act.
How?
I don't know what he's talking about.
He doesn't either.
855-450-FREE. Maybe he can explain it. We'll find out in hour two coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Got vampires? Zombies ruining the neighborhood? From weapons expert Larry Correa, a new installment in the New York Times best-selling Monster Hunter series, Monster Hunter Legion. Publishers Weekly says, this lighthearted testosterone soap sequel to 2009's Monster Hunter International will delight fans of action horror with elaborate weaponry, hand-to-hand combat, disgusting monsters, and an endless stream of blood and body parts. Monster Hunter Legion, on sale now wherever books are sold.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.